This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Kathy, hello, Simon, and listeners. Extraordinary words from the imam, and I just want to address Dov and people who are feeling that, you know, maybe he is in the minority. You know, as a journalist, very often, and sadly, the world is such that controversy, warmongering, if it bleeds, it leads. These are the things that are going to make news headlines, right?
Right.
I can hear you maybe agreeing with me. However, somebody who lives in Israel, the epicenter of this kind of discussion, you know, love your neighbor, our relationship with our neighbor, our relationship with members in the region. I echo what you and Simon are saying, Kathy. You cannot tar everybody with the same brush. There are, I like to believe in, and I see it on a daily basis, that those who hate us from certain faiths really and want our destruction are really in the minority. And I know that we can talk about education and incitement, and those are all very important discussions that we need to have. But for the purposes of this discussion and to echo the imam's words, I think we need to focus just for a minute on the positive lights that we do have, and especially in this region, because this is a region where I live and where I work. You know, this is a place where we are invited to our neighbors for iftar, the breaking of the daily fast Okay. during Ramadan. This is a place where we invite our neighbors into our Sukkot for the festival of Sukkot, into our Sukkahs. The world right now is filled with hatred, and I'm not going to mention the perpetrator's name. We know what his name is. I'm not going to give him the airtime. Represent the worst of humanity. Let us, for a shining moment, focus on the best of humanity. And the Muslim community of Pittsburgh came out in tremendous support for the Jewish community, not only verbally, but also raising a fortune of money to help their Jewish neighbors. And I also want to talk for a minute about some of the imams that I've had the privilege of meeting, imams like Imam Chalgoumi in France, in one of the most dense areas of anti-Semitism in the world. And Imam Chalgoumi makes it his daily mission to try and open the channels of communication between Jews and Muslims and try and break down these barriers. You know, in his words, we have more in common than we have different. And I think that to create a better world, we need to start looking at the humanity in each other. You know, isn't this what our sages say? Isn't this what we are taught? You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Sure.
Am I right, Kath?
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. And, you know, this is a message, Rolene, that is so relevant to us here in South Africa, where put the politicians aside, they're full of nonsense anyway, but as what makes a country is its people, not its leaders. And what happened in this country in 1994 happened because the people wanted it. We were very blessed that we did have good leadership, but you know, we are struggling. We are struggling with, you know, with racist terms and not understanding one another. Perfect example was Pick and Pay with the mugs.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to fill me in there,
right,
because I'd.
So, there was a franchise store in Observatory in the Cape. And they had on the shelf, I think that they had his mug, her mug, the boss's mug, the secretary's mug, and they also had one for the maid, and they had one for the gardener. Ooh, now,
that has
a racist...
Very tone deaf.
Exactly. It is tone deaf. That's a perfect term for it. So until you are a black person and that you understand the context of the maid and the gardener having their own cutlery and crockery, not eating with the family, not eating even on the same cutlery and crockery, you're not going to get it. You know? And it's not the same as having your own mug when you go to work. It's not the same at all. There is a racist
There's a historical hurt that comes with that, and I think, and I know this is a departure from our normal discussion, but it is so important, especially at a time like this, where the world has gone completely hafuch, as we say in Israel, upside down. Another community took the time. Or members of another community took the time to understand our pain.
Yeah.
Let us try and understand each other's pain and each other's difference.
100%, 100%. And just relate to one person to person. Rolene, I am so sorry that we stole some of your time to play that. We were running late. But we're going to have to let you go.
Well, if we're talking about the light, then it's okay.
Rolene Marks, we're going to have to leave it there. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.